BBC News with David Austin. A joint team of United Nations officials and Red Crescent workers has withdrawn from a rebel-held district in the Syrian city of Homs after coming under fire whilst delivering humanitarian relief. Seven Red Crescent workers and a similar number of UN officials were trapped for hours by fighting in the old city district of Homs. Khaled Erkousi, the head of the Syrian Red Crescent, told the BBC's NewsHour about the challenges his team had faced as they were leaving.
The team managed to get out to safety eventually. It was really a challenge even doing that, because even while they were getting out, mortars were still falling and there was some gunfire on the cars. Our drivers were slightly injured and we managed to get him to be treated.
Turkish police have fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse hundreds of demonstrators in Istanbul who are protesting against new internet legislation. The law will allow the authorities to block web pages and force internet service providers to make user information available to the authorities. James Reynolds was watching the protests.
I'm standing at the entrance to Istiklal, Istanbul's main shopping street, and I'm speaking to you through a gas mask. There's the heavy sting of tear gas in the air, and for the last few minutes I've been watching scuffles between riot police and protesters. Protesters had come here to demonstrate against the government's new internet law, which would give the government greater powers to block websites without use of a judicial order.
Vigilante groups backed up by Mexican military vehicles and troops have entered a town considered a stronghold of a Knights Templar drug cartel in the troubled Mexican state of Michoacán. From Mexico, Will Grant.
Having taken most of the main surrounding towns and villages, it was always just a question of time before the self-defense forces launched an assault on Apatzingán. The city of around 120,000 residents has long been considered a stronghold of the Knights Templar, and that it is now under the control of the vigilantes is an important step for the self-defense forces, at least symbolically. The vigilantes have taken the city without resistance and have established control in the main square, and there are reports of house-to-house searches for alleged cartel members. Although weakened, the Knights Templar cartel is expected to try to exact revenge for their lost territory over the coming weeks.
Bosnia's security minister has blamed excessive police force for the outbreaks of violent unrest on Friday, in which nearly 200 people were hurt. Demonstrators in several towns across the country ransacked and burned government buildings. Faruddin Radončić told the BBC that the largest party in government, the SDP, bore ultimate responsibility for what happened and for the protesters' complaints about corruption and high unemployment. World News from the BBC. Princess Cristina of Spain, the youngest daughter of King Juan Carlos, has spent 5 hours in a court in Mallorca answering questions over allegations of fraud. It's the first time that a member of the Spanish royal family has appeared in court. Hundreds of protesters chanting Republican and anti-corruption slogans demonstrated nearby. The princess, who denies wrongdoing, is being investigated over the business dealings of her husband. At least 15 Muslim pilgrims have died in the Saudi holy city of Medina when a fire broke out in their hotel. Around 130 others have been injured, mostly due to smoke inhalation. An investigation is underway to identify the cause of the fire. Police in Russia have detained 40 people who were protesting in support of a television station in Moscow. The demonstrators had gathered near the Kremlin to show their support for TV Rain, an independent news channel which says it's coming under pressure from the authorities. They had no placards or slogans, but as they opened umbrellas in support of the channel, the police moved in to stop what they described as an unsanctioned protest. Norway's Ola Einar Bjørndalen has equaled the record for the most medals won at the Winter Olympics by winning the men's biathlon 10-kilometre sprint in Sochi. 40-year-old Bjørndalen took his tally to 12 Olympic medals. Sven Kramer of the Netherlands has won the men's 5,000-metre speed skating, setting an Olympic record.
The defending Olympic champion, here he comes, Sven Kramer now, looking for the line, and he hits the line, now, and the time, 6:10.76, a new Olympic record. Kramer has put the marker down, and put it down, big time, what a skate that was.
Meanwhile, in the women's mogul skiing event, two Canadian sisters took the top prizes. Justine Dufour-Lapointe won gold, and her older sister Chloe won silver. BBC News.